This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appointed Vera Songwe as Economic Commission for Africa's Executive Secretary. The Cameroonian economist and banking executive is the first woman to serve in this role. Ms. Songwe has been working as the International Finance Corporation's Regional Director for Africa, covering West and Central Africa since 2015. She is also a non-resident senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, a Global Development and Africa Growth Initiative since 2011. She brings to the position a long-standing track record of policy advice and results-oriented implementation in the region, coupled with a strong strategic vision for the region. Ms. Songwe was previously country director for Senegal, Cape Verde, the Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, and Mauritania at the World Bank from 2012 to 2015, advisor to the managing director of the World Bank for Africa, Europe, and Central Asia and South Asia regions in 2008 to 2011, and lead country sector coordinator from 2005 to 2008. The Liberian leader, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and WFP's Regional Director for West and Central Africa, Mr. Abdou Dieng, have reaffirmed their support for the ongoing government-led Zero Hunger Strategic Review exercise and the school feeding, also known as Homegrown School Feeding Program. The Liberia Zero Hunger Strategic Review process, led by the Government of Liberia with support from WFP, has progressed smoothly since it started in September 2016. The Zero Hunger Strategic Review is intended for the country to identify the measures that need to be implemented to attain zero hunger status by 2030, in line with the Sustainable Development Goal number 2. President Sirleaf and Mr. Dieng also pledged their unflinching commitment to the school meals program in the country that provided 300,000 children daily hot meals before it was stopped in February due to funding constraints. The president then recognized the importance of homegrown school feeding, which is an integral component of the zero hunger effort, as having a potential to link education with agriculture, nutrition and health, as well as smallholder farmers' livelihoods and income generation. The president underscored the need for WFP through working with her government and partners to promote locally grown nutritious food items and encourage Liberian children to eat more diversified local diets. The management of the ELWA hospital has denied reports that the facility is in the habit of turning away patients. The medical director of the ELWA hospital told on the radio that the hospital has limited capacity and the number of patients seeking medical attention is overwhelming. Dr. Jerry Brown explained that even at some point in time, doctors there do go extra mile to treat people constantly in the emergency room. He said they have appealed to incoming patients to seek attention at other medical facilities, but this is now being misconstrued as turning people away.
Another fact is that we have a total bed occupancy of around 88 plus beds. When all of the beds are occupied, including our emergency room, patients are attended to sitting in chairs at the point where some of the patients receive blood transfusion while sitting in the chair at the emergency room. Having exhausted all of our possible means of attending to the sick individual coming out of the hospital, and someone turning out again with a condition that requires either short stay or admission, obviously we can't place such a person on the floor or on the roof of the building.
The medical director of the ELWA hospital, Dr. Jerry Brown. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The European Commission has called on Turkey to launch a transparent investigation into allegations of irregularities during the referendum, given the president's sweeping powers. European leaders have expressed concern that a result 51.4% in favor of the changes has split Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has rejected criticism by international election observers. The main opposition party has launched an appeal to invalidate the result. The changes, due to be introduced before presidential and parliamentary elections in November 2019, would turn Turkey into a presidential republic similar to the US and France. This could enable President Erdogan to stay in power until 2029. And more than 800 UK women are taking legal action against the National Health Service and the makers of vaginal mesh implants. The implants are used to treat pelvic organ prolapse and incontinence after childbirth, but some can cut into the vagina, causing severe discomfort. Some women have been left in permanent pain, unable to work or have sex. According to the BBC, the UK's medicines regulator said it sympathizes with the women affected. That's the Unmerited News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.